Pro-Russian separatists in the eastern Donetsk region are showing weapons they claim were seized during an ambush on the Ukrainian military Thursday. At least 13 soldiers were killed in the attack. International observers hope the violence will subside by Sunday so the election can take place as planned.
But I do hope that there will be no military force used between now and the end of the electoral process in order to allow the electoral process to go forward.
Polls show wealthy businessman Petro Poroshenko ahead of two of his closest rivals, says Ukrainian analyst Andriy Bychenko.
Двома основними конкурентами і Юлією Тимошенко, і Сергієм Тягіпком.
Comparing the main candidates, Yulia Tymoshenko, Sergei Tegipko, and Petro Poroshenko, we can confidently say that Poroshenko will definitely win, if not in the first round, then definitely in the second round.
A retired teacher in Kyiv says he does not like any of the candidates.
Again, we have been asked to choose the best among the bad and the worst. We've been doing this for the last 23 years. When the time comes, we should vote for a wonderful future, consciously.
Many Ukrainians say they will vote for the candidate they think is most likely to win.
Мені здається, що такого президента, якого б ми хотіли, ще немає.
I think that we don't have a perfect candidate yet as the one we would want. People are coming to me asking who to vote for. I recommend to vote according to the poll results for the one who is in the lead.
This is not unusual, says political scientist Graham Robertson at the University of North Carolina.
It's really important here because Ukraine's biggest problem right now is the lack of a government that's seen as legitimate.
Robertson says a big voter turnout would give some legitimacy to the new government, but that's not enough.
If you can get in a new government that reflects some Eastern interests, if you can get in a new government that isolates some of the extremists that are in the current government, particularly in the security apparatus, then this, I think, will make a significant difference, and it will be a big change in atmosphere.
The winner will not have an easy task, warns former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, John Herbst.
He or she will face a major, major set of problems. And the first problem is the Russian aggression. The second problem is the whole issue of the economic stability of the country.
Herbst says that continued Russian aggression could hamper Ukraine's economic recovery, and he says Moscow's plans are far from clear.
After weeks of saying that the elections are illegitimate, they agreed to the OSCE sending observers to monitor the elections, and they've been making different types of statements, some critical of the elections and some saying, well, perhaps they can be helpful in recent days. So they're prepared to go either way.
If no candidate wins the first round of elections on May 25th, the two candidates with the most votes will compete in a June 15 runoff vote. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.